Ah, Memorial Day weekend, finally. Time for family and friends, lots of food, racing on TV, and maybe even a nap or two. My wife's family had been over since last night, just like always. The kids all playing and getting along well. This year was a little different, though. You were over. The new tutor. Make that the sexy new tutor. We had decided to homeschool the kids this year. Though as busy attorneys, neither my wife nor I had time for that. We both made good money, though, so we'd recently hired you to handle the teaching. The downturn in the economy had been a blessing for us, with so many people looking for work, people that otherwise we'd never have been lucky enough to find. You were in graduate school, taking a semester off to earn some money and thought you'd try teaching. My wife had really taken a shine to you, like the younger sister she'd always wanted. So of course you were here this weekend, your family all out of town. And although during study times you appeared to be all business and no nonsense, you were different here today. The kids absolutely loved you, never complaining once during the year, no matter what kind of assignments you gave. Today they had been playing with you most of the day, goofing off in the pool and soaking up the sun. I was busy in the house, getting things ready for the grill, but I managed to stay by the window and watch you. It seemed like time stood still when you climbed out of the pool, the water running down your body in rivers in which I'd have paid good money to swim, your suit clinging to you like a second skin. You had been helping my wife in the kitchen the rest of the time, cooking and mixing drinks. Now that the sun had set, you had changed into one of those short skirts you favored, hugging your pretty ass, and a lightweight cashmere sweater which showed off your breast. God damn, you're so sexy looking, elegant and hot, with a smile to die for and those fucking eyes that were impossible from which to look away. You're not one of those stick figures with fake tits that television tries to foist upon us. Nope, you're a real woman with curves that cry out to be caressed, and a body that I'm sure could take a pounding. A few times I had come back into the office you used to set up the children's lessons. Do you remember looking up from me, from the computer with flushed cheeks and a guilty look in your eyes? I swear you'd been playing with yourself. When I walked over to your desk, you hit a few keys and something disappeared from the screen. I inhaled deeply, thinking that it was entirely possible that there was a faint musky smell in the room, or else I was imagining things. I do know that every time you walk away from me, wiggling that sweet ass of yours, I get hard, thinking how much I'd love a piece of it. Keep dreaming, Johnny boy. Ah, to be young and single again. Anyway, dinner had been very nice, the house warm from cooking and full of pleasant aromas. My wife and her family were drinkers, though, and we had run out of wine and rum before the second race even started. Since I was the only adult not drinking, I was nominated to make a run for more. I was pulling out of the garage when suddenly you came running out, waving, your hair bouncing with each step. I stopped, rolled down the window, and you leaned your head in, breathing deeply. "What's up, girl? Are you out for a jog, trying to burn off all those chicken wings you ate?" You just laughed and said my wife had sent you to remind me to pick up some more chips as well as wine. You were fanning yourself, said it felt good to be in the fresh air for a minute. I told you to hop in, that you could come with me. The drive to the liquor store went quickly. Hard to tell, though, really. I was so distracted by your legs. The way you were sitting had caused your skirt to climb high upon your thighs, and your hands wouldn't stay still. Instead, they kept rubbing the flesh beneath them. I think it was an attempt to cover up, but all it did was make me think about what it'd be like to have my hands right there, warming your skin for you. When we got to the store, there was a line, of course. We picked out several bottles of wine and a few bags of chips. I handed the basket to you while we waited in line, and I reached for my wallet. At just that moment, two guys in front of us started arguing, pushing each other. One of them pushed the other hard right into you, and you dropped the basket, breaking some wine bottles on the floor. The two continued their tussle, moving away from us and drawing the attention of the clerks. I grabbed your hand and pulled you out of the store, saying, "Fuck this, let's go somewhere else." Holding your hand all the way to the car, time seemed to slow down, like we were in some weird kind of video, where every action is blurred and takes forever to complete. I opened the car door for you, and as you slid in, your legs opened and I was treated to a view up your skirt. Jesus Christ, no panties. Just a pretty pink pussy, damp and lips sparkling in the light. What the fuck? I got in the car then, looking at you, asking if you were okay. You said yes, but looked a little shaky. I put my arm around you, telling you everything was all right. You were looking at me with a strange look in your eyes, and I found my face moving closer. Suddenly we were kissing. No, fuck that. We were making out like horny teenagers, slurping and moaning, your tongue pressing inside my mouth. The kiss was sloppy, wet, and noisy, both of us breaking off from time to time to gulp in big breaths of air. I had one hand on a cashmere-covered breast, squeezing gently, my thumb able to discern a stiff nipple under the soft material. My other hand had a very firm grip on the back of your neck, allowing you only very brief sojourns away from my mouth. I was leaning over the center console, trying my best to get closer. Things were moving so fast. A moment ago you were nearly in tears, upset at the little disturbance we witnessed, perhaps. Or maybe it was the frustrations of being alone for the holidays. I tasted liquor on your breath. Maybe you had too much to drink. But that wasn't stopping me. Or you. I noticed your hand had crept to the front of my pants, rubbing the bulge that had grown there. And it felt good. My own hand had traveled also a bit, down from your breast, into your lap, then moving on to your thigh, your smooth, warm thigh. Your very bare thigh. Your skirt had continued to rise higher as we kissed and squirmed, and my fingers softly rubbed the inside of your thigh, gliding higher. I heard and felt the moan in my mouth. Your legs were spread wide open, and you were scooting your ass along the leather seat, trying to get closer to my hand. Oh, fuck, you're wet. My knuckles grazed the lips of your pussy, and I could feel the damp heat there. My tongue was deep inside your mouth, and you sucked on it, as if to get more inside. Now you felt my thumb dragging along the crease of your steamy slit, pressing apart your lips, gliding up and around your swollen clit. I felt your teeth sink into my tongue as I flicked at your fleshy nub. I broke our kiss, laughing, flicked again, and watched you jump, your sexy eyes wide open, staring into mine. I think I found my dirty girl's sensitive spot. Flicking again, and a moan slips past your lips. Your head began to shake back and forth. Are you telling me no? Baby, are you telling me you don't want this? My thumb flicked again, and I could see and feel your body shaking. My ring finger was poised at the entrance to your pussy, rubbing. The tip barely inside, the gold of the ring catching the light from outside. No, no. You shook your head again. No, you don't want this? Or no, you're not telling me that. Do you want this? Are you going to give me your sweet cunt? Think carefully, dear. Because if I push through this door, there's no going back. My thumb flicked again, and your hand reached out and grabbed my arm. Pulling my wrist towards you, you bucked your hips against my hand, my thick finger driving inside you. Fuck me, please. Your whisper, full of need, and your hand was pulling on my arm, trying to get my finger in even deeper. Oh, I'll fuck you, baby. I'll fuck you till you come all over my seat. I slipped a second finger inside you, thrusting faster and faster while my thumb strummed on your clit. Your cunt was sopping wet, my fingers sloshing inside you. Your lips stretched, your back arching as you fucked my hand. Your head fell back against the seat and I lowered my mouth to your neck. I put my lips against your skin and started to suck. I could feel vibration from your moans. And then a sharp cry as you came hard. Your pussy clenched tightly around my fingers and your chest heaving. Your eyes slowly opened, looking around, noticing for the first time that we were in a well-lit parking lot with cars all around. Your eyes finally landed on mine, looking deep, wondering, perhaps, what was next. I slowly took my fingers from your hot, tight box, leaving you feeling empty and cold inside. You mumbled something, maybe a quiet no. I brought my fingers to my mouth. So fucking good. Then I put them to your lips, tracing them until you opened your mouth and sucked them in. I felt the flat of your tongue as my fingers pushed in deeper, and I started thrusting slowly in and out, much like I had done moments before inside your wet pussy. I pulled my fingers out with a pop, reached down to my zipper and opened my pants. You watched, saying nothing as my cock sprang out, very hard, very thick. A drop of glistening fluid seeping out from the tip. Your eyes lifted up again, meeting mine. But still you didn't move. Instead, looking around the parking lot once again. My hand reached up to your neck, fingers clasping tightly. Then relaxing and instead grabbing a fistful of your hair. Ah, kitten. I spoke quietly. But the meaning of my gesture was clear. You murmured softly, but here? What if someone walks by? I just laughed again, tugging sharply on your hair, pulling your head into my lap. What's good for the goose? If here is good enough for you, babe, then here is good enough for me. You shifted in your seat, lifting your body to get more comfortable over the console. My grip was not easing up at all. I kept pulling until I felt your cheeks pressing against my cock. Come on, baby. Show me how hungry you are. Show me how much you enjoyed how I just made you feel. Oh, fuck, I started to say more, but was silenced by the velvety, smooth softness of your tongue lashing out against the head of my cock. Oh. I felt the heat of your mouth next, just as warm and wet as your pussy, and you surprised me by taking my cock in deep. Oh. I felt the head lodged in the opening to your throat. You pulled up, your tongue swirling around the shaft, and then the head as you lifted up off me. Your fingers were wrapped around me, my cock filling your fist. You quickly took a breath, then lowered your warm mouth once again. Oh, Jesus, that's good. I caught myself flexing my ass, lifting slightly. Pushing more deeply inside, my fist still clenched around your hair. Oh, now it's my turn to moan. My turn to flop my head back against the seat. Oh, baby, you're such a good little cocksucker. A hungry slut, aren't you? Fuck, babe, I like this a lot. Oh, but what a dirty girl. My wife never sucks me like this. I felt you pause for a moment. Almost as if you might pull off my cock. Oh no, sexy. Don't even think about it. I tightened my grip on your hair, yanking hard at the same time as I thrust up into your mouth. You briefly gagged, then caught your breath and started sucking again. Oh, that's right, baby. My little slut knows just what to do. Doesn't it feel good to have my cock in your pretty mouth while my wife is back at home waiting for us? She spent all that time today cooking your dinner, welcoming you into our home, and now you do this? Oh, fuck. Oh, don't worry, sweetie. I'll make sure you won't miss dessert. I released the grip on your hair, but this time you don't even slow down. And it sounds just as hot as it feels, your mouth slurping around my cock. I reached down to brush some errant strands of hair from your pretty face. Oh, God. Oh, many times have I looked at the face and wondered just how good it feel to fuck it. Oh, I'm close, babe. You can get all of me. My voice starts to sound ragged, hoarse with desire. My hands return to your head. Fingers spread out now, encompassing your skull, holding you tightly. Oh, yeah. Oh, my fingers hold you in place while I lift off the seat and start to thrust into your mouth. Oh, fuck yeah. Oh. Harder and harder, the slurping sounds louder and louder. I'm groaning as I feel your drool leaking down along my balls. Oh, fuck. Oh, I need this so fucking bad. Oh. My grunts bounce off the window, my fingernails digging in your scalp as I pump quickly into your mouth. Oh! Ah! 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 Three long spurts of cum flood your mouth, then a fourth, sapping the energy from my body. Oh. My hands pin your head in my lap. My cock still hard, still large in your mouth. Finally, I catch my breath. Inking hard on your hair again, I pull you up so your face is right there next to mine. I kiss you. Tasting myself on your tongue. You're mine now, baby. Whenever I want. Wherever I want. However I want. Push you back into your seat, reach down and start the car. You're quiet as we drive back to the house. You're feeling more alive than you felt in some time. You're feeling satisfied too, kind of, though you're already longing to feel my cock, not just my fingers in your tight pussy. You're wondering if I might even want your ass, but mostly you're hoping my wife doesn't hug you when you leave. Worried that you might recognize the scent of me that's lingering on your pretty lips.